Many Utahns plan to return home this week from North Dakota after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers halted work on the Dakota Access Pipeline and averted a clash between authorities and protesters. Two pipeline critics say they remain hopeful and wary. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
To get a decent cell signal at the protest camp outside the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation, Carol Surveyor had to brave a blizzard Monday.
I mean, it is coming in sideways. I just looked at my phone and said it's 20 degrees, but it actually feels like 8 or even lower.
Surveyor was happy anyhow because people in the camp below have committed to making sure the pipeline's rerouted. She helped organize a caravan here of more than 24 Utahns.
This is absolutely beautiful. I love it. See the unity of the people.
Fellow caravan organizer Moroni Benali co-founded the Utah League of Native American Voters. He called Sunday's announcement an important symbol.
It was an incredibly emotional moment.
He said the news made people weep and shout and sing.
Our voices were finally heard by the power, by our political leaders.
Benali says the decision sets a precedent for indigenous people everywhere, including those who want to be involved in managing public lands like the proposed Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. But Benali and others say their fight might not be over yet.
There are people here who will not be moved until the decision is final that the Dakota Access Pipeline will not move forward.
Surveyor says she's already planning another caravan to Standing Rock to make sure it doesn't. Judy Faze, KUER News.